The red and the black. Most of the houses were brick and soft by night, but these were all done with timber painted gloss black across white plaster. Big, they were stepping down both sides of the steep street towards the skyline out there, and the moon coming up. Yes, there were crimson curtains all right, and cushions are the same. After the war, coming up to the next war, between the wars, between times. The park lake in the suburb has been honoured up into art, flat on the back of a playing card. The poplars in silhouette are climbing nearly to the gold moon that floats in scarlet. The houses, dense black with gold and scarlet windows, have reared high into the poplars. A thin rendering of Clair de Lune gets drawn across the night as it is condemned to be. Don't think I'm being patronizing. The women's wiry hairs are real enough, moist in the dark, shifting on painted benches among the graves, lipping and tugging at the fingers' ends. The day you're patronizing to a woman's cunt, you're faded, you're a kidney, dropped in the gutter, you're a dried bag. That's the faith of it, at least. A faith against what odds? Deciding she needed glasses, she'd appear glimmering with finish, staring brightly through the black frames, hair cut to a knife of ink, neat lips of crimson, but bringing the same good-natured, perfumed crotch that was tangy, commercial, ambitious, epithet-hungry, effective, timeless, whatever Laurentian strictures came bubbling from her head. Albion the cinema had a garden where the orchestra used to be, and it was always there in the dark, under the guns or the light from the transparent ruched curtain that held floods of colour, or from huge white faces flapping over its canvas arches. It had low walls and something like a fountain, and it was modest with hand-built hollyhocks. Between shows, they used to play a blue moonlight over its pastel stones. A hill of galantine waits for me in its frame. In a black and gilt photo frame, it's with me always in colour. Steep, a flat-top tumulus, God's grave, a mound that might sit with authority on a low hill among tall hills, green under a rolling sky, and seeming to offer the promise of being put to the breast every day of a long life. If it were earth, that's how it would be. But this is meat, shining in parsley green and white, and part sliced away, solid right through, rich pink shading to red, cream-veined, filling the black rectangle behind the glass. It feels dense with its energies, and the fork stuck in its crown must never once have quivered. The green and white, the meat, the frame, vehement, inert, endure. I was meant to glance at it all just once and move on, but I wouldn't. I fixed it. It tried to fix me. The mound goes rising into the sky backwards, bitter in its green crust, into the stormy sky of wood stain shot with petal flares, and as it lifts obscures the mimic shape of its own cut section, rises oblique across it, and faster, satellite or utter independent, mumbled with rose, pink and terracotta gases, advancing over or voyaging into that which is not itself. Limpid element, shattered wherever the bow wave, ghosting forward, strikes it into a sudden precipitate of opposite green particles, heaped so that it has to push through and leave a widening tail as the event passes over.